we had a chicken wander in and they put a door dog in there. The kids picked up a door dog to try to fool it.
Smart.
I guess this was when you were living here in Port Arlington.
When I was real little.
And then before you were 6 years old, mm-hmm. 6 or 7.
Yeah.
What different buildings would there be on a farm?
Well, the house and the garage and then a lot of times a barn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then a building, I guess. Well, placey. Well, I guess in the barn you keep your cows and tractors and stuff like that, right?
What if you had a horse? Where was he?
Stable.
Mm-hmm. Is that a separate building or part of the barn? Or?
Oh, gee, I don't know. In different places, you know, some places you would put them in together, and other places, if you don't have a barn, then you just have a stable, I guess.
The upper part of the barn is the... where you could put hay, that'd be...
A loft.
Okay. And... I know this is before your time, but I'll ask you anyway. You know, when you first cut the hay, before they baled it, nowadays they would all bale it, but a long time ago they'd let the hay dry, and they'd rake it up in little piles, then they'd take their pitchfork and load it on a wagon or something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear a name for those little piles of hay?
Haystack?
That's a large...
Yeah, that's after you all tie it up, right?
Uh-huh. What about just a small... Did you ever hear of a shock or a heap or a doodle or...
Not down here.
No, up in my country, you would.
Yeah, they... Listen, they tell them to be too farming. And if you cut the hay off a piece of land, then enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again. You call that the...
Goodness, I've never been around any hay growing, period.
Do you ever hear of a second cutting or ladder math or?
Ladder math.
You heard that?
Oh yeah. Up in my country.
Uh-huh. I haven't gotten that down here anywhere.
It's ladder math.
At all.
Or second cutting, most of the hillbillies, the Scottish Irish people that I just
over
from call it ladder math.
There was a great big thing that they did, but I never heard anyone say.
Mm-hmm. Second cutting is a common word that they use, but up home now, you've got so many Scottish Irish people, they still call it the ladder mass.
Mm-hmm. What about a place for storing grain?
A silo?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a granary or granary?
Not here.
And a place for corn?
Goodness.
Do you ever hear of corn crib or
corn
barn?
Yeah. Corn crib.
Uh-huh.
But then I've never heard of anyone I knew having that. That would be, you know, something I've heard or read.
Do you think of that as part of the barn or a separate building, or do you?
Gee, that's the last idea. Really.
Okay. And
hey,
wait. What different
microphone out there? You might go down in history. Smack and a candy apple.
What different animals would there be on the farm?
Oh, pigs and cows and chickens and geese, I guess.
Uh-huh. Where would where would the pigs stay?
Yeah, pig pen, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you see them wallowing around in mud and stuff. I don't know if that's part of the pen or what.
Yeah,
see them down by the...
She was little.
Uh-huh.
She wouldn't remember.
I think they call them sty. Yeah.
You must have had lived on a farm that had enough.
We had them here.
How many acres did you have?
We have 10 acres. My dad had the original 10 acres.
What is the refrigerator used to be like
that? And he had not a great many pigs, but a few. And he had a milk cow.
Yeah, I remember when I was little, we had two cows, right? Or did we just have one? But that's it, you know.
Did you ever hear, where would the cows be turned out to graze?
Pasture.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a fenced-in place out in the pasture where you can leave the cows overnight for milking? Have you ever a milk gap or a cow pen or...